Mātu taki e tau fia fia e whaahi tapu he wangahauni ue, whaliki e tau mua moui he tau atu hau ke he wangahauni ue. We continue with the celebrations this week of wangahauni ue. Language Week, lay the foundations, give rise to wangahauni ue for generations. Music offers many advantages for learning languages, and Jackson Hekesi has used his musical gifts to maintain wangahau niwe. Sunny, as he is known to many in the Niwean community, was originally part of Niwean family band known as Island Pride, and also continues to produce his own music as one half of J-Love. We cross Te Mononui Kiwa now to the rock of Polynesia to talk with Sunny. Whakalofa lahi atu, Sunny, and how is everything there on the rock?
Good, very good. We just come out of our flag-raising constitution yesterday. Massive. It was awesome.
Oh, and the weather was good for it?
Yeah. Weather's always good on the rock. You know, I mean, can't complain. Rain and sun go together. You know, we can't just have one of each. Everything's good. Beautiful on the rock at the moment.
Now, let's go back to the beginning, please, Sunny. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where were you born and raised?
Okay, born in New Zealand, Middlemore Hospital. Returned the whole family, seven siblings, mum, dad. We all returned in 1975 and been here ever since.
Wow! And
I'm glad to that mum, dad made that decision to come back home. You know, for us to grow up here.
And how's your wangahau now?
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Improved.
Yes. So you didn't learn it growing up in New Zealand, but since you've back there, you've had no chance but to choice but to learn it, because that is the main language that's spoken there.
Yeah, that is true. The best place to learn in the home, and also and from where you're from, from your homeland. Because you're just surrounded by, people who just speak Niwean all the time. And the culture's here and everything. And you just, you pick up on it, as time goes by.
Initially, when you landed there, a little bit of you must have still been missing New Zealand for a little while, but now it seems like Niwean has gotten into your soul and into your blood.
Sorry?
Initially, you might have missed New Zealand when you do leave, a place, but it sounds to me like you are now very much at home in Niue.
Oh, yeah. I came, I was 4 years old. So, the memory of New Zealand, it was quite hard to remember a lot, at a young age. But I have returned to New Zealand a couple of times. Beautiful place. There's no place like home, but for my side here, there's no place like home for Niue. massively adapted to our culture.
It's amazing. Your New Zealand accent is still very, very, very strong. Most of us who grow up in the islands at a very young age, like four, we would lose the Kiwi accent. How have you managed to maintain that?
The English?
Yeah, your New Zealand accent is still quite very strong.
A blessing also to, keep the English language. That's to us, Niueans, it's a second language for us, and it's pretty much spoken fluently to a lot of Niueans. And, but at the same time, that can't neglect our language, our Niue.
Now, the music, where does your musical gift come from, do you think?
Ooh, well, like everything, my brother, from Heavenly Father above. But he gave it to Dad. Dad was a musician. Our family, both sides, Mum and Dad's side, but I mostly got mine from Dad. He had his own band back there in New Zealand, back in, you know, back in the days of 50s, I think, or 60s. Yeah, and I inherited it from the old man. He's music. It's in my blood. And also on Mum's side also, you know, which is on the Jackson side. Music is big on Jackson side also.
So was Dad's band?
And also learned a lot from, picked up a lot from our very talented musicians here on the island. Yeah, there's a lot here. And I've learned a lot by, you know, I fed off them.
And you still get the opportunity to play a lot there on the rock?
Yes. Not as much as we do, as you mentioned in the beginning, our Island Pride band, family band, they're all our siblings. We don't play much now, but the music is still in us. You know, we always get together, dance groups. There's always a musical function or something going on that we get to participate in. Which is good, you know, keeps it going instead of just once, put it in the corner and that's it.
And how many siblings are still on island that you're able to get together with and every now and then revive the band?
Yeah, there's five of us here on the island. They grew up in New Zealand and they just returned back home. But it's two in New Zealand now, there's five of us here. And yes, we often, not very often, but sometimes when we do get together, church-wise or, you know, functions or events, you know, we get together and have a bit of fun.
And the next generation, any of your children or your siblings' children into the music or the art scene?
Yeah, my daughters... And the kids of my siblings also who are there in New Zealand, they're very talented in singing. My daughter's here also, they're talented in singing and instruments, but I try to tell them to put, to always remember our Niuean songs, you know, because that's part of how I improved my Niuean, by singing the songs and how to pronounce the words correctly. And, you know, sing and the culture was, yeah.
Now, I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need your help, Sonny, because I haven't done my homework.
I hope I can help.
Yeah, no, I'm going to need your help. You need to name an Island Pride song that I can play at the end of our interview. I've got a whole lot in front of me, but I have no idea which one to play. Ko koe ni, okay. Ko e unga, aho whakatata, Havili Mai, what's your favorite?
Okay. Unga.
Koe Unga. Okay.
Koe Unga?
Koe Unga, yep.
Yeah. That was composed by Mum. I asked her to compose me a song of our three delicate food here on Niue, which is the unga, the peka, which is the fruit bat, and pigeon.
Wow.
She Mum composed it and I just put music and instruments to it.
Wow. And do you still eat unga, lupe and peka there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
unga, yeah. I love...
There's no new way in here, it won't eat near there. It's first on the table, first to go.
I love...
Go for sausage or chicken, they'll grab those three delicacies.
Well, thank goodness there are many of you on island. Otherwise, we will be out of unga. I love unga. I remember as a young boy growing up in Samoa, we used to have unga, and it was beautiful.
You're going
to
come up here, brother. You're going to come up here at this.
Yeah. When the border opens up, you have to promise me that you are going to keep the unga.
COVID, what it's done to us.
Yes. Yeah, tell us, what has COVID done for Niue in terms of tourism? That can't be very good.
Yeah. Well, we're blessed it's not here, you know, like our brother countries, you know, in the Pacific. You know, they're lucky it's not here. But still, in the back of your mind, you've got to be careful. In the beginning, people were worried. I mean, like everywhere else in the world, and still are. But then we're learning, and the health department here and government are working together and giving us good advice on looking after and to try to take care of this, you know, make sure that don't reach our shores. And then it's difficult on some parts, but, you know, families can't come now because of what's going on. And it has a big effect on families here.
Yes.
And travel-wise, yeah.
Yes. We've taken up enough of your time, Sunny. Finally, just a message of encouragement in Wangahauni way, please.
Okay. Can I do it anyway?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Whau ilahi mā ete. Wala whala hea tuki a tautau roasi. Aiko mutu. Tautau roasi. Tau tangata niwe. Whamalolo ke mga haue, mga hau mutu. Whamalolo ke tauwhi. E mga hau mutu, mayanga mutu. Whamalolo ke tūtala, ke lolong, ke uhu, ke tau whare tapu, ke tau kaina. Ko e manatu ni mga hau e taha paremiha do tōru kwa kwaosi mai te hana Otofang o Young Vivian. Manatu te mai au e hau hana ni behe. Ke tohe ke tau matale, tohe ke tau kaupā. Mira e te po. Ke manatu te mau e mga hau ni we. Ua whakasewa, sewa. I feel, I sewa. Ko e kupu ni hako mai, manatu ni hako mai. Manako ke whakamaloloa ke tau tōru. Mai he tau whana watu hau. Hoko ke tō tōre tō mamatua. Tau mamatua, o mare mare si wonga hau tu mau e wonga hau ni ue, ke tau loto whare ha tō tōre, ke tau kaina ha tō tōre, ke mae ke atu hau, ke wonga hau. Moe wangaki ha ke wonga hau motu ha tō tōre. O hau si aki, ai tau ni tōno au ke tala hau angane mehe koe wonga hau ni ue ne masi, nā kai. Au ngi weng, our new language is not dying. I don't believe in that. Mui anga ye vanga hau niwe hata to. Aene vanga hau e te au mga hale. Mila tu kem to roasi, mila moto hata toru, moi mila vanga hau niwe te whahi tapu nei, mua tu kem to re nina nofe, New Zealand. Wala lahi ma ete, thank you very much. Ete, that's my message for our new people.
Whakau elahi for your time, Jackson Hekesi. We appreciate it very much. And please do keep the music coming.
Yeah, sure will.